You're listening to Dance Tips Daily. This is the podcast that provides a short and sweet daily routine to help you reach your dance dreams. I'm your host, Dani Albertina, and I read to you, with the author's permission, articles, blogs, and excerpts that equipped you to dance forward with perspective, confidence, strategy, and style. As a dancer, choreographer, and educator who's twirled through the highs and lows of this career, I'm passionate about curating information that inspires and improves the quality of dancer life. My mission is to highlight those who make our industry a brighter place by sharing their unique light and fighting for what is kind and right. DTD amplifies the voices of creatives who help you and me become a more well-rounded and grounded artist. I believe that daily routines have the power to transform into daily habits, and daily habits have the power to transform big dreams to reality. If you do too, and are ready to spend a little time growing a little more, little by little each day, let's dance in. This is episode number 412, featuring Jim Cooney of jimcooney.me. Why you don't need a social media break. It's October 17th, 2021, and we have a strategizing Sunday tip for you here at Dance Tips Daily. Before we start dancing into Jim's fabulous blog and we have the opportunity to start strategizing to optimize our future, just a couple DTD housekeeping items. Number one, first and foremost, new intro, who dis? Hope you all like. If you'd like to give some feedback, you can reach out on Instagram or the website or email dancetipsdaily@gmail.com. Secondly, if you've been tuning in daily for the last week and a half or so, I just want to say thanks so much for rocking with me still. I know in last week's episodes, there were a couple loud pop sounds. Let me see if I can get close to show you an example. Like when I say peas, ugh, rookie mistake. The perfectionist dancer in me is like slightly freaking out. But you know what, y'all? We're here. We're learning. I did some research, educated myself via the YouTubes, and this is my promise to you. From here going forward, you will not hear those loud peas or pops furthermore. And if you're one of those dancers who also has a podcast or is into audio work and would like to avoid what I did, feel free to message me. Happy to give some feedback on how to avoid that. Without further ado, let's learn why we don't need a social media break and dance on into Jim's blog. Now that jobs are coming back, so are all the insecurities, imposter syndromes, and self-comparisons. The biggest culprit? Social media. When you wake up to a feed full of your friends booking your dream jobs, it's nearly impossible to avoid turning their success into meaning your failure. It happens to all of us, myself included. This is why we have a love/hate relationship with social media. So it's no surprise, people sometimes feel like they, in quotes, need to take a break, end quote, from social media. Here's an unpopular and blunt opinion coming right at ya. The problem isn't social media, it's how you're using it. What do I mean by that? You are the one curating your feed. You decide who and what you see, just like you do in the real world. You don't keep hanging out with people who make you feel bad or are overly negative. Why would you spend time together on social media then? Conversely, there are some people you love to be around and could chill with 24/7. Why not then visit them all the time on social media? There are a multitude of ways to mute, unfollow, or block the profiles that are triggering for you. Likewise, there are just as many ways to turn on notifications and configure lists for the profiles you most want to see. It's really that simple. Curate your digital feed to match how you exist in the physical world. In fact, social media algorithms already show you content based on how you interact with it. Give them a few signals of what you want to see more/less of, and they'll gladly adapt. Remember, social media companies want to keep you on their platforms as long as possible so they can show you a lot of ads and make money. If they know puppies and rainbows are what makes you happy, then that's what you'll see. Valuable things you'd give up. Social media has a lot of helpful benefits, and you're doing yourself a disservice to not take advantage of them. When you're in the, in quotes, I need to take a break, in quote mode, it's easy to forget about all of the good things social media does. Here's a few below. Free advertising. Back in the old days, we had to snail mail postcards to invite people to our projects and then hope they were A, in town, B, free that night, C, still gonna show up even if it was raining. It's so much easier with social media to show people what you do. Branding. I like to think of branding as replicating the in-person experience of who you are. Unless you have the ability to be in-person nonstop with everyone you want to hire you, social media can continually shape your reputation in a way that positions you for the jobs you want. Networking. It's way less daunting to follow, like, and comment on someone's profile than it is to walk up to them at a cocktail party. You can also interact with anyone in the world instead of just the people physically at a party in the same city as you. Staying connected to friends and family. It is called social media, and it was originally created to help you stay in touch with the people dear to you. Celebrating good news and knowing what everyone is up to brings us closer together. Plus, it's a quick way to share something important, like if you're moving. Benefit from the hive mind. Two minds are better than one, and hundreds of minds are better than two. Get a ton of different ideas and perspectives to your questions. You can easily get feedback from your peers too. Customer service. More and more companies are moving their support to DMs and tweets. Even if they do offer phone support too, who wants to wait on hold for hours? They're also doing most of their advertising on social media, so you can save some pennies by knowing their current sales. What you gonna do? Social media itself is just a tool. A tool on its own is useless. It's the way you use it that gives it its power. By curating your feed, you get to keep all of the great things about it and remove anything that stirs up your insecurities. You're an adult and have control over your actions. Choose the ones that improve your health, happiness, and life. Sound good? Great, let's toast to that. On social media, of course. See you there. Thanks so much to Jim Cooney for giving us permission to share his insightful and awesome blog with y'all today. To learn more about Jim or his online membership community designed specifically for performing arts professionals, check out the show notes. The link for Amplified Artist is there, as well as Jim's website. I love that Jim within his blog takes the stance of taking ownership over how you spend your time online. Sometimes it's all too easy to place blame on something else rather than taking accountability for ourselves. But the sooner we can recognize where there's areas for growth, the quicker we can adjust our relationship with those social media platforms. Just like Jim said, they want to keep you on there as long as possible because then they're able to sell more ads. It can be addicting, and that's purposefully driven, clearly. One of the tools that I use to make sure that I'm not scrolling mindlessly, even though it still sometimes does happen, is I set a timer on my phone that locks me out of Instagram and Facebook after an hour's use. So within that hour for the day, I try to at least find different auditions or casting calls, maybe look at a few inspiring quotes or find some architecture or even just design that inspires me. Of course, say hello to friends, but after an hour, I do try to close out, as after then, it just seems a little less than productive for my time. Maybe that little trick is something that could also work for you if you've already found your own method for how to make sure that you're using social media effectively. I would love to hear from you. You can write to me what you use as your method at Dance Tips Daily on Instagram, or through the email if you're trying to stay off Instagram, dancetipsdaily@gmail.com. Today's challenge is to take Jim's advice and curate your social media so that you're virtually surrounding yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. That said, that's your short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.